Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's Charlie, and I want to start off right away just to let you know what's going on with the podcast, what I've been trying to do and trying to accomplish here. I've been putting out the podcast on a daily basis, which for me, it's relatively good. I could talk. You know, that's my job, is to talk, and I could do it for a while. But what I wanted to do was put some content out there so you can get an idea of what the Loving Life podcast is all about. And that's not going to change. It's about, you know, it's about walking through life as a parent or walking through life as somebody who's going to be a parent, so on and so forth. It's basically my perspective of what life has gone on to be as I keep walking through this thing called life and, you know, having two daughters and my lovely wife and how life is going. We're going to talk about all sorts of different things. And I've been doing this on a daily basis, but I want to scale it back just a little bit. I wanted to put some content out there so you get that idea, but I'm going to scale back just a little bit so that the topics can be a little bit more focused and deliver something really cool for you that you can use and something that maybe makes you think a little bit. Maybe it's something that gets you riled up. I'm not sure. Maybe it's something that makes you laugh. Maybe it's something that might make you cry, shed a tear. And that's fine because that's life, right? And I've had folks ask me, well, you know, everything, it's not always a bowl of cherries. It's not just this great thing. And it's not, life just isn't, it can't be all about positivity. Well, yes and no. I know that there's a lot of different things going on out there, and there's challenges, you know, everything from our president to our teacher situation to, you know, the topics are range wide, and not everything is positive and all rosy, and I'm not that type of person that just walks through life going, nothing's wrong today, you know what I mean? Because there is a lot, but I think What makes me different from a lot of folks who might be a little bit more confrontational is that I'm trying to pull out something good out of what could be looked at as a difficult or negative situation. You know, if, for example, when my daughter was in her car accident, the good thing is that she's going to learn a lesson. The good thing, I'm going to focus on that, and I'm not going to focus necessarily on the negativity. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it, but that's not the primary focus because, you know what? Life is too doggone short to sit in a pool of just muck. We got to move forward, right? So I had an interesting conversation on Saturday. There were a couple of folks that were in the suite at the Coyotes game. I was hosting the suite out there for the last Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes hockey game, and it was amazing. I got to be a human bowling ball, and that's a whole nother podcast in itself. But I was having a conversation with a pair of folks who were high school teachers. And let me tell you how eye-opening, and the conversation was so long and so in-depth, and it was difficult to hear inside the arena, but my goodness, and I know this because I've got a daughter at ASU and a daughter in high school, our teachers need us. If you have kids in school, they need you. It is amazing what they do because, well, that's what they chose to do. I get it. They chose to be teachers. But they need our help. They need our support more than ever, especially here in Arizona, and how grossly underpaid they are. And the things that they go through on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And she was saying, the lady that I was talking to, oh, well, they get 3 months off a year. No, are you kidding me? Really? Do you really think that? Do you really think that they get 3 months off when summertime rolls around? They're not working on their itineraries for next year. They're not trying to learn more, to teach more, to be better teachers. They're not involved in extracurricular things that take them to different types of competitions throughout the summertime with the classes that they are handling. And they're doing it on their own time and not getting paid for it. It's incredible. I learned so much from these two on Saturday. And I know, I mean, where my kids went to school, we were required as parents to contribute volunteer time every month. And if we didn't, it wasn't good. In fact, if you didn't, your child might not be going to school there. So it was really important to be involved. And I know a lot of parents, here we go, a couple months from graduation. Now I'm going to start getting involved. You have to do that every day, right? And I think it's a challenge from the teacher's perspective. I mean, gosh, we drop our kids off there and we just expect all these real smart brains to start walking out. Well, yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, we have to be involved in that. We have to be involved in schooling. We have to be involved with parent-teacher conferences. We have to be involved with the extracurricular things that are going on. We have to be involved and helping the education system, especially here in Arizona, and how insanely underpaid they are. Something has to happen. And I've heard a friend of mine, he was broadcasting on another radio station, and, you know, Red for Ed, Wear Red for Ed. And my goodness. Well, when can we do when can we show our support? And how it Every day. It's amazing. We need to help them out. And I'm going to do my best to find out some more information to where I, as a parent, and you as parents, if you're a parent or if you're an expecting parent, of how you can help. Because, look, you want your – I've said it many times. I want my kids to be productive, positive kids in society, all right? If they're spending 8 hours a day at a middle school, a high school, or at a university, I'm entrusting them to help mold my child, to help mold my child to be that productive, smart, community-minded individual, right? That's a lot of time in a day. It's like, you know, think about you and I at work. We're at work, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 hours a day, depending on what you're doing. That's your life, right? You go home, you're tired, you sleep, you do it all over again the next day. And then when the weekend comes, you let loose. And but you see where I'm going with this? It's like we have to find ways to help out our teachers. Most definitely, if you can get involved, if you have information, pass it along, start the dialogue. How can we help our teachers have the tools to do the best that they can with our young ones so that they can be those productive citizens? So to the couple that I spoke with, and I don't want to mention their names here, but to the couple that I spoke with, their husband and wife, and they're both high school teachers, they're doing what they do because they love to do it, right? Are they millionaires? By no stretch of the imagination, are they doing it for the money? I get it. They're doing it because they have a passion to teach kids. But what they're getting paid and how they have to live to do that, that's tough. That's tough. When it's all said and done, that $25,000 to $30,000, maybe $35,000 a year job gets knocked down big time. So support your teachers if you have a chance. If you're picking up kids from high school and you see your teacher, shake their hands. Anything I can do to help, I do it all the time. Every noon salute that I go out and present the check, I talk to the principal. I say, hey, I've spoke at my kid's school about business and marketing and promotions and radio. I'm willing to come out here. If you have that going on here, give me a call. I'll come out on my own time, on my own dime. And I'll talk to the kids because I love to do that. And maybe that helps a teacher. Anything to help a teacher. Thanks for putting up with me for today. Kind of serious note. Not too, like, you know, it's all right. But there you go. You're getting the idea. So we're going to cut back just a little bit. It's not going to be such a daily podcast, but we're going to have some good topics coming up. And again, anything that you can contribute here, let me know how it's going. You like it? You don't like it? I want you to talk about this, talk less about that, stop being this, whatever it might be. It's just going to help me do a better podcast for you. You can always rate it, too, on iTunes, because that's where we're living, and it's awesome. I'm loving it. So thank you so much. You can also find it on Instagram, Facebook, and the coolradio.com website. It's the Loving Life Podcast. Thanks for being here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.